Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hopefully you're making the best of your July 4th weekend and diving. And, you know, whether it's July 4th or not, one of the best places to be is at the beach, especially as we are right smack dab in the middle of the summer diving season. And I know they're hopping right now, but there's a new resort down there at Lauderdale by the Sea. And we got Paul from the Plunge Beach Hotel with us right now on Scuba Radio. Paul, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Greg. How are you doing?
I am good. I know. Thanks for taking time out of your busy day, because I know it must be hopping down there on a July 4th weekend. Am I right?
It is crazy.
Yeah.
We've got a parade in Lauderdale by the Sea today, fireworks at 9 p.m. tonight. Yep, it's going to be very busy.
For sure. Now, this is going to be the host hotel for the Scuba Radio crew at Bugfest, bugfestbythesea.com. We're going to get into more of the details about the specific event later on. But I want to talk with Paul about this new resort, because this is something that you may want to go down and check out, whether it's for Bugfest or any time throughout the summer, and do some great diving, because you get awesome shore diving right there off your beach there at the Plunge Beach Hotel. Do you partake in that yourself there, Paul, or no?
You know, I haven't actually done that yet.
Really?
I'm a certified scuba diver.
Yeah.
No, I haven't had time, Greg.
Yeah, you got a hotel to run, don't you? Yeah.
We do. You know, I've got some work to do. And, we've been opening the hotel. So I've been on this project for 18 months. And, I haven't even put my toe in the water.
Yeah. Well, maybe by the time Bugfest comes around here at the end of July, you'll be ready to jump in there. And at least you've snorkeled. Tell me that much. No?
Greg, no. I'm ashamed to admit it. No,
all right.
I haven't put my toe in the water.
Okay. I'll tell you, during Bugfest, we're going to walk out on Commercial Pier and I'm going to push you off. I swear it's going to happen. So we're on a mission to get Paul from the Plunge Beach Hotel in the water down there at Lauderdale by the Sea. It'll be a process. It'll be a thing. But let's get back to the hotel. This is a brand new place. Now, I've only seen pictures in the website, which look pretty awesome. By the way, the theme, it kind of has a whole ocean kind of vibe thing to it, right?
Absolutely. Appreciate your comments. I mean, we worked pretty hard on that website. I put most of that together myself. Most of it.
Yeah.
But yes, we're a 157-room hotel. We have a three-building complex, and we are literally right on the beach, toes in the sand. I mean, you can roll out of bed onto the beach. And so we opened in April of this year, and we're in just a terrific location in the what we call as the Great American Beach Town of Lauderdale by the Sea.
Yes, it really is. PlungeBeachHotel.com, by the way, is the website you go check out for yourself. But, I mean, you know, Lauderdale by the Sea, it is great diving right there. That's very unique for Florida, by the way. You need to, you know, brush up on your diving stuff there eventually, Paul, because it really is phenomenal. For me, being in Orlando, where we're based out of, to come down there and go to Lauderdale by the Sea and do some beach diving is truly unique. I mean, it really is a unique thing to be able to go out right out on the beach and have these just awesome places to hang out. The square has been updated there at Lauderdale by the Sea. I mean, we used to do big-time dive events down there back in the day. Ocean Fest, when we started 20 years ago, was right there in Lauderdale by the Sea. So I've kind of watched it change over the years, and especially the last – I don't know, 3 years or so, it has just like boomed and just totally been renovated to a level that is like, I mean, it's one of the coolest places to hang out in Florida now. Right.
Yeah, I mean, I think one of the nice things about Lauderdale by the Sea, it's not as congested and built up as, say, Fort Lauderdale Beach.
Right. Right.
You know, it's, for example, at the hotel, we have bicycles that we give to our guests as an amenity. And guests can cycle less than half a mile down to the pier, where all the restaurants and bars are. You know, engage in that, and it's just so safe, and that's what's nice. You know, Fort Lauderdale Beach is, like I said, is more congested, and you have to cross that busy road to go to the beach. And
right,
you know, it's just a different atmosphere here, and it's low rise buildings. It's more laid back. It's quieter, but not, you know, not quiet. I mean, there's still good atmosphere here, and they have live events on in the town all the time.
Yeah, the square is just really hopping now down there, Lauderdale by the Sea. So really, as you get the best of both worlds, a little small town vibe, Florida vibe is still intact, but you got plenty of nighttime entertainment. Like I said, the diving right there off the beach of Lauderdale by the Sea is way better than what you get further south, if you ask me. But that's, you know, everybody has their own opinions, but it really is nice. And the hotel itself, like I said, has this kind of cool ocean vibe theme that you guys have created. So it's very diver friendly. Was that the plan from day one or what?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we definitely want to appeal to the dive audience because this is the shore diving capital of Florida.
Right.
And, literally, you can literally walk from your room down, grab a tank or just your snorkel gear, and head out into the water. There's also, you know, diving charter companies and boats that are always offshore here, you know, with excursions. So, you know, we have relationships with those companies in the area to take people out, and we're sending people there all the time.
Yeah, and it really is a cool place if you want to go and you have like a non-diving spouse with you that wants to go down there with you and not necessarily dive, because the beach is just spectacular. It's one of the best. I mean, it's big. It's what, it's clear. It's what, the water's clear. I mean, it's like going to the Bahamas. It's really protected with the reef structure there. So you get some really cool beach access there at Lauderdale by the Sea. Best of both worlds. Now, the cool thing is that you're not stopping there. You guys are on like a building spree or something right now. Is that right, Paul?
Yes, we have another property on the south end of Lauderdale by the Sea. It's a former Holiday Inn property that we are in the process of starting to renovate. We're in the planning stages right now. Architects drawing up plans where things are going to be, etc. But this this is going to be a very much more a dive-centric kind of resort. The name for it right now that we have is called Reef, R-Y-F. And we're actually going to have a dive shop on site. And, you know, we're consulting with diving people about what we need to put on property to make it truly, you know, a great diving experience. You know, where to store diving equipment, dry it, et cetera, et cetera. We want to build all of that into it. So we want to put Lauderdale, you know, by the Sea more on the map, with a kind of resort that's really geared up for divers.
I love the way you guys are thinking. No, there's not. I mean, you know, a lot of the places there are very diver friendly, but to have a resort truly focused just on divers like that, that sounds awesome. I thought your plunge hotel sounded cool enough. This is even taking it to another level.
Absolute, you know, other level. Absolutely,
yes, well, yeah. Lower level in a good way. That's a good way for divers, for sure.
Right.
So you'll definitely have to get certified or get back in the water and start doing some diving, just as R&D. For your new Reef Hotel, sounds like to me. But that's going to be south of Commercial Pier, and hopefully next year sometime, that's the plan?
Yeah, I think it'll take 18 months, 2 years to actually open it from this point forward.
Right.
It's basically located, the pier is in the middle of Lauderdale by the Sea.
Yeah.
Plunge is the northern bookend, we call it.
Okay.
And Reef is the southern bookend. So we're going to have bookends basically in Lauderdale by the Sea. So it's a half mile from the pier, exactly as Plunge is. So,
well, it is going to be one of the main places to hang for Bugfest this year, and that kicks off July 25th, Tuesday before mini season, Wednesday and Thursday. Mm-hmm. And we get the kickoff party at the Plunge Beach Hotel right there with your folks. We got the Scuba Cowboy coming out. We might even throw a mermaid into the mix. Have you heard about this nonsense, or are you? Is this kind of news to you, Paul?
A mermaid, that's news to me, Greg.
Well, okay. I'm not promising, but there's been threats of mermaid sightings there at the Plunge Beach Hotel on the Tuesday night kickoff party. So we'll see how that unfolds here as it gets closer. But you can go to Bugfest by the Sea or plungebeachhotel.com and just book your hotel and plan to be there for a Bugfest. You got a little availability still right now, or is it filling up quick?
Yes, we have availability, but it is filling up quick. We actually have a special diver rate out there. Based on double occupancy, and it's $95 per night.
Oh, wow. Hey, that is excellent.
Yeah,
during mini season. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, now you know, and that's where we're going to be. You know, that could be a plus or a minus, depending on your perspective. But look, we got a party Tuesday night, and then there's events throughout mini season, and that'll be an awesome place to hang out. Paul, thank you so much. Look forward to seeing you at your Plunge Beach Hotel there for mini season.
Absolutely. Look forward to seeing you soon.
And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
He's the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It is a high honor to speak at this Hall of Independence on this day of independence.
Let freedom.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master on this Independence Day weekend. Yeah, sure, it's Tuesday, but everybody's celebrating accordingly. And if you're doing it right, you're down at Lauderdale by the Sea right now, planning to watch some fireworks and, you know, do a little diving in between. We got Steve De La Vera from the Chamber of Commerce. How are you, Steve?
I am good, Greg. How are you?
I am great. You know, I know you're busy, and I thank you. And, you know, just like I thanked Paul earlier for taking a moment to talk to us to, you know, lead up to Bugfest, because we want everybody to plan accordingly for a few weeks from now. And I know you guys are, like, jam-packed, going crazy right now. I don't know how you have time to talk to me, but I do appreciate it, my friend.
No, no problem. It's on my lunch hour, so okay. I have time.
Yeah. All right, there you go. He's eating a little late today. Fair enough. All right, so Steve, let's talk about the upcoming Bug Fest. You know, we told everybody where to stay earlier, but we got to talk about the event. And you are the proprietor, the big, what's the official title? Grand Poobah? Or what do you prefer?
I think Lobster in Chief.
Okay, Lobster in Chief.
Title, yeah.
That would make sense. Yeah, Lobster Mini Season, Wednesday and Thursday, the 26th, 27th of July.
Right.
And Bug Fest by the Sea is the event to be at to celebrate this just awesome, rite of passage for sport divers across Florida and everybody else who comes visits us during that time and can partake in a lobster tail or two if they catch one. By the way, first off, I got to ask, are the lobsters out there? Have you seen them?
I heard reports that the guys who went out the end of March, right before season ended, did fairly well. So they caught lobsters all year round.
Right.
And, and the thing about, diving off of Florida by the Sea or anywhere, actually Broward, Miami-Dade, or Palm Beach, is that during mating season, you can catch 12 lobsters per day, not just six.
Ah, yes.
Like down in the
true.
Keys. It's double the bag limit up here.
That's a lot of lobster meat.
Yeah.
So, but you got to catch them. That is the trick.
That's true, yeah. You have to catch them down in the Keys, too. So.
Yeah, you got to find out where they're hanging and that kind of thing.
That's the same, yeah.
And they've been, there's been a moratorium on them since, the end of March there. So they've had a time to kind of, repatriate reefs. But you haven't heard any reports lately of the beach divers there at Lauderdale by the Sea saying, hey, we've been seeing lobsters. They're taunting us because they know we can't eat them right now.
We had a pier cleanup on Saturday, and... Yeah. The divers mostly stuck to the pier, but I know Chiefy, who's a lobster hunter extraordinaire out of Deerfield.
Yeah, the guru, yes.
He sees them all the time. He knows where to go.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure he already has his coordinates mapped out, and he owes me a few of those, by the way, so I'm going to hit him up this time for
mini some
season. Yeah, all right, so let's talk about Bugfest. By the way, bugfestbythesea.com, that's a website to go to and find out about all the specific festivities and how you can be a part of it, but Tuesday is the kickoff party for Bugfest.
Bugfest, right.
We'll do that at the Plunge Hotel.
Right. That's our newest hotel right on the beach in Lauderdale by the Sea.
Yeah. Sounds awesome. Can't wait to that. That'll happen like 7 to 9-ish or 7 to whenever we decide to stop kind of deal.
And then we're going to have the Scuba Cowboy there. We're going to have some underwater photographs that will be on display. We have one of our local businesses, Coast, that showcases a lot of local artists. And we'll have some raffle stuff to give away. So it'll be a good time with drinks, hors d'oeuvres. It'll be fun.
Great way to kick off lobster mini season for sure. Just get together with your fellow divers there at Lauderdale by the Sea and, join your scuba radio crew. We'll actually be doing some of the show that night, recording it for our special lobster mini season broadcast extravaganza. All right, so we got that. And then Wednesday night, people will be diving all day on Wednesday.
Right.
And then Wednesday night festivities, there's actually some things going on too, right?
Yeah, we just booked this today. Scuba Cowboy, Pop Morse, is going to be playing music at the Mulligan's Restaurant and Bar.
Right there in the square.
Which is right downtown in the Anglin Square. And he's going to be there like from 7 to 9 on Wednesday. So we hope to give away a couple of raffle prizes there too. So and Pup's great to listen to. He does a lot of trop rock and scuba songs. So that's going to be a fun night too.
Now, I don't know. You know better than I, but is this Mulligan's place? I know the establishment. It's quite a happening bar establishment right there in Lauderdale by the sea, the square. If you bring in your lobster, you catch that Wednesday, will they cook it? They have food.
I haven't talked to them about that, so I don't know. I don't know, but we can check to find out.
I guess it just depends on how much money you got, right?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, there's all kinds of regulations that restaurants have to
toe
the line to. So some of them shy away from that. Although when you can find a place that does it, it's great.
That's right. Right. Yeah. I think of the old days when they didn't care. Now they actually care about that stuff. But anyway, it'd be a place to hang out with your divers, maybe have a beer or two after your day of diving.
Yep.
Not getting too crazy,
fun,
but have a nice social evening on the first day of lobster mini season. And then, of course, at the end of mini season, Thursday night, after you've caught your limit of 12 lobsters, you join us for the big finale of mini season, the lobster cook-off event at Lauderdale by the Sea, right?
Yeah, we're calling it the Big One Getaway Mini Season Party. Basically, we have a number of things going on that night. First of all, we give away all the the cash awards and prizes to the divers who won the biggest lobsters and that kind of stuff, you know, on Wednesday and Thursday.
Right.
And then we have a lobster chef competition going on, and also we have a we're going to have a speed painter that night. He's going to do a demonstration for us, Dale Henry, and he is awesome to watch if you haven't seen him before. He'll do a painting in like 5 or 10 minutes right in front of your eyes.
How about that? That sounds
interesting. And you won't know what it is, and then he'll turn it upside down, and you go, oh my God, it's a lobster. You know, so he's really entertaining to watch. Yeah.
Cool. So you got a little performance art happening for...
Yeah,
the one that got
Scuba
away.
Cowboy will be there as well, and we've got Billy and Mitch from Scuba Nation.
Right,
they're going to be hosting the event for us, I think, and you'll be there as well. So
I'll be a lobster eater or something. I'll be redoing some radio show stuff, and who knows? Hopefully, I'll be tasting lobster.
Yeah.
They hand out. You guys hand out all these samples throughout the evening. I'm like,
Yeah, we tell the chef teams. You know, you make small plates for the judges.
Yeah.
But save some for the audience members.
That's right.
Yeah, so hopefully people get. Also, Aruba this year has agreed to create some kind of lobster hors d'oeuvre that they're going to be selling that night as well, you know, for like $4 or $5, whatever.
I love it.
Should be fun, too. Yeah.
It's going to be a great event. Bugfest by the Sea. I can't wait to be there and just hang out and catch my limit of lobster. Steve, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. We'll see you real soon, buddy.
Hey, can I mention one more thing?
Sure.
We have a great benefit for Dive Heart on Saturday night, right there on Anglin Square on July 29th. So they're a great organization that helps people with disabilities learn how to dive.
They absolutely are, yeah. And all these events are going to be outlined right there at bugfestbythesea.com, correct?
Yep, everything's on the website, yep.
Sounds good. Go there and join us at the end of July. It's going to be quite an event. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so it's July 4th weekend. We're getting ready for Bug Fest, and we got so much stuff going on. You got to be properly prepared, and that's why I got Dan from Reef Safe on with me right now. Dan, how are you, buddy?
Hanging in there, Greg. How about you?
I'm great. I'm doing good. You know, I'm heading to Dollywood next week and up into the mountains of the Smokies. And I'm bringing my Reef Safe. I guess I need the backcountry version. Is that true?
Yeah, I'm thinking you might have some biting insects up there.
Yes, so sure. They got the insect spray and the sunscreen mixed together. It's a cool thing. You can check it out, reefsafe.com, and find out what's going on there. But you're going to be at a Bug Fest with us, too. Yeah, you're one
Absolutely.
Of the big sponsors of that event. I look forward to seeing there. Are you participating in the lobster cook-off?
Not this year. I'm going to be a judge.
You're just going to eat like
me.
You get wrapped up into the event and like you don't get to eat all the lobster.
That is a lot of work. These contestants are really putting an effort into their dishes. So
yes.
Looking forward to that.
Well, we'll see you there for sure. Now, there's been a lot of stuff going on with you guys. What's the latest? You got this program with dive operators or dive shops across the country can do some kind of upgrade. Is that right with their sunscreen?
Yes, they can. We're offering a trade-in, your old non-selling sunscreen products, any brand, trade it in for Reef Safe. So kind of a trade-in, trade-up.
So it could be the Reef Safe, it could be all the different brands like the Landshark and everything, or just Reef Safe?
No, it can be any Reef Safe brand, Gnarly Head 2, you know, the detangling conditioners or Beach Blonde. It could even be the defog products that we're doing.
Well, there you go. Yeah, you get your mass defog. So dive shops need to take advantage of this big time. Nice little trade-up program. Don't be fooled by imitators. There's only one original Reef Safe, and that would be Dan and the gang. They got it together. Dan, always a pleasure, my friend.
Same here, Greg. Have a safe trip to Dollywood.
Yes, that's where I'm off to next with my reef safe. I'll be all greased up and everything, too. It'll be nice.
Watch out for the billy goats up there, too.
Okay, I don't know what that means, but it sounds a bit disturbing. Reefsafe.com. Thanks, Dan.
Bye, Greg. Thank you.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jerry the Diver Guy coming at you live from the Smoky Mountains in Tennessee, and you're listening to Scuba Radio. Oh, look, it's Dolly Parton. No, that's just Greg the Dive Master.
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
Yes, that's where I'm going to be next week. And you'll hear all about it on the big show next Saturday as I spend my July 4th week out there in the mountains. And might try to get some snorkeling or, I don't know, it might in Rocky Top, we call it river rafting or tubing. Anyway, you'll hear about it next week, and I'll try to work in some snorkeling. So it is July 4th weekend. We're celebrating accordingly, and that's only it's only appropriate we check in with the people that gave us our independence. Wait, now I think I got it mixed up. But Roz is here to set me straight. Roz from the UK. How are ya?
Hello, Greg. Happy Independence Day. How are you doing?
I am swell. How about you? How are things across the pond? What do you think?
At the moment, grey and overcast and windy
and
cold.
So it's a typical day in the UK. Is that right?
We've had our summer last week. The summer last week, it was gorgeous. It was hot and shorts and T-shirts.
Yeah.
And absolutely beautiful weather. And I'm actually thinking about digging out my my thermal underwear and pulling on my big coat at the moment because it's not that warm.
Okay. Well, so I just picture Roz walking around in her thermal underwear, and I'm a little distracted right now. So we'll just leave that alone. You hear what I'm saying, Roz? And talk about what you're really doing. You're celebrating the 4th of July weekend there in the UK, not really with us, but with something that more folks in the UK can relate to, or even us in America would want to be at. You're at a rock concert. Is that right?
Yes, I've come to hear Richie Blackmore play. He's playing tonight, which is fantastic. I hear him of Deep Purple,
yeah.
Smoke on the Water, Rainbow. Well, he's busy touring the UK at the moment and just been in the bar talking to a guy who's from Norway.
Yeah.
He's come across to listen to Richie Blackmore play because he's not doing too many dates, so people have poured in from everywhere. So I'm surrounded by lots of hairy men wearing rainbow T-shirts at the moment.
Okay, all right. Well, God bless them. And that's just what they do. And I would do that if he was playing here. That'd be a pretty awesome show. Is he playing all the hits, you think? Or I guess it remains to be seen. That's what you're going
to
find out.
It remains to be seen. But he is an incredible musician. I've seen him play about 5 or 6 times. He's an absolute virtuoso.
Yeah.
And he just makes playing his guitar look as simple as pie. He's a brilliant musician.
Yes. Okay, well, there you go. Roz from the UK is enjoying a little music this weekend. But let's talk about diving. Yeah, you've been doing a little bit or hanging out with some of the divers out there across the pond lately, haven't you?
Yes, I've been up in North Wales, up in a place called Anglesey, Holy Island. And North Welsh diving is pretty good. We've got it's a pathway to Liverpool, which was a big port for the liners going across to the States with all the immigrants coming across at the turn of a century. And a lot of cargo coming into Liverpool and so on. So there's lots of wrecks around the Welsh coast. And I've been up working with a company called Anglesey Divers. And spent some time with their service tech and owner, a guy called Martin Sampson.
Yeah.
And it's been a bit sad, actually, Greg.
Sad? How could it be sad talking to a fellow diver? I don't get it.
Well, He has regulators coming in from everywhere because he's got a fantastic reputation for being a great service tech.
Okay.
And he's had some regulators come in, which he showed me, and it looks as though they're going to have to be condemned because the person hasn't looked after them. They're just crudded up.
Wow.
And I don't think they can be rescued. And either the person who's bought them either hasn't been taught how to just look after them, rinse them off in fresh water, or... Yeah. They can't be asked, and I don't know which one it is, but either way, what a sad thing to happen to your regulators.
Well, that's so true. How many regulators are we talking about?
Only two, your primary and your second stage. You know, your octopus and your the one you have in your mouth. But, I mean, that's a regulator set. It's life support equipment. It's not difficult to look after if you're shown right. So
yes.
Just rinse it off in fresh water.
That makes all the difference in the world. You don't want to be diving a regulator that's all cruddied up anyway. I mean, that's just not smart or safe, for that matter. But somebody neglected doing that, and now they're going to pay the price of, well, probably a new regulator set up if they want to dive again. Is that the case?
Yes, I know. And it's really sad. And I don't know, as I said, if they're lacking the information to look after their regulator or they just have been too lazy. But it's not a great situation, really.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it's getting busy there behind you, Roz. Are they selling T-shirts or beer or something? What's going on?
there's lots of beer drinking, yes.
Yes, I would imagine, at a Ritchie Blackmore concert. Okay, well, that's fine. All right, so I guess the moral of this story is take care of your regulator, and it'll take care of you, and it'll keep working. I mean, I know people have been using their regulator for 30 years. I mean, it's kind of remarkable how these things can hold out if you take care of them all the time and rinse them in fresh water after every saltwater dive and just kind of keep them in a, you know, temperate place. You're pretty good to go.
Yeah. So basically, if you don't know what to do, go and speak to your local dive center, go and speak to your instructor, and they will teach you how to clean your regulators and look after them so that all you need to do is drop them into your service tech every year to get them serviced, and then they'll keep you happy underwater.
Yeah, okay. So I know you take care of your gear, and you're into this whole rebreather stuff. You got some plan to do any diving here soon or what with that? Your kit?
Funny you should say that, Greg. I'm diving on Wednesday. Somebody's deciding that they want to just see what I can do on it, and they're going to put me through some skills and drills in one of our quarries, Stony Cove.
Really? But they don't believe your words when you tell them that you're a rebreather diver? They want to see you in action? They want you to prove it?
Yes, but it's okay, Greg. That's fine. That's perfectly acceptable.
All right.
It's
well, that's
be
just
fun
a fun
to get
outing.
In the water.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what kind of skills are they going to make you do, you think? Are they going to test you for real?
I don't know. They're going to test me for real.
Interesting. What is this to kind of see how you operate on a particular rebreather unit? Which one is it again?
We're playing with the Poseidon.
The Poseidon. Okay. So they wanted to just see if you really know it?
Yes. Yeah. Because I'm looking to up my qualification on it.
To what?
So he's going to put in a different battery and take it deeper so I can run mixed gas through it. So he's going to assess me to see if I'm up to that.
Aha. Uh-huh. So kind of like.
Which is a fair point, actually.
Well, yeah. So like nitrox rebreather diving. Is that what you're saying? Like advanced rebreather?
No, trimix.
Oh, trimix. Okay. So it's even beyond that. Yeah. All right, so they just want to make sure you know it, the unit, know what you're doing first before they say, okay, go ahead and go for the Trimix thing?
Yes.
Yeah? Do you have a mission in mind? I mean, if you go to Trimix, you're planning to do some deep diving, it sounds like to me. Is that true?
Yes, I haven't got any targets in mind at the moment, Greg, but I mean, in the UK, we're never more than 70 miles from the sea.
Yeah.
And we're a maritime nation. We've had two world wars. We've been invaded a bunch of times. We've got treacherous coasts. We've got more wrecks per pile of coastline than any other country on earth.
Right.
You know, they've just found a submarine off Malin Head today. They've just identified another submarine today. So we're always finding wrecks. There's always new targets to go out and explore.
How deep is that? Is that submarine? Do you know?
I didn't read the data on it, but it is mixed gas depth, so I'm guessing about 70, 80 meters, maybe more.
Mm. Yeah, and you'll be able to do that with no problem with the Trimix certification on your rebreather, maybe?
We'll see, Greg.
We'll see. We'll see after your little test goes. Is that right?
Yes.
But that sounds like a pretty cool mission. I mean, I don't know. That would be something that, you know, would make sense. I mean, when people talk about diving that deep, to me, I don't really find it that appealing. But if you're into the tech thing like Roz is, and you're doing this rebreather stuff, and you know, and you get the proper training, you can do it. I mean, our buddies John Chatterton, Richie Kohler, they do that stuff all the time. You want to be like a female version of them, it sounds like to me. Is that right?
What, a rust ferret? Yes, of course.
Oh, excuse me, a what?
A rust ferret.
A rust ferret. Okay.
Yes.
That's what they call deep rebreather divers in the UK?
No, but they call wreck divers that.
Okay, all right. Rust ferret. All right.
Yes. Or a wreck ferret.
Okay. I think of ferrets, and I think of cool little fuzzy creatures. I don't know.
That's what we are.
Okay, if you say so, I'll go with it. Hey, if Roz says it's so, then so be it. That's good enough for me. Roz, always
enjoy the fireworks.
Yes, enjoy Richie Blackmore. And we got more coming up on this special July 4th weekend celebration on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio scuba cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy 4th of July to you. Hopefully you're making the best of it. I don't know, underwater fireworks probably not advisable, but I'm sure you might see some, you know, from the water or above the water and that kind of thing. And enjoy them immensely, as I know I will be next week in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. Dollywood is where I'm headed. So I'll see some fireworks, and who knows, I'll let you know what I see in the water. We're going to do some river floating and that kind of thing. However, I got to check in with the Scuba Cowboy before we wrap up today's two-hour radio spectacular, because, he's on Scuba Radio right now. How you doing, pup?
I'm doing absolutely fantastic, as always. Always love to be on Scuba Radio.
Well, absolutely.
Check in with my dive buddy, Greg the Dive Master.
Well, especially on 4th of July weekend. You're one of the most patriotic guys I know. You're like a walking American flag. And actually, you're leaving as we speak. As soon as we hang up, you're headed off to Roatan while I'm headed off to Dollywood. I don't know who got the short stick in that, but you know, we'll make the best of it. I will, because I'm thinking I kind of get the short stick. But
yeah, I'm thinking I might have a little more underwater time than you. But
yes,
you get to
definitely.
Go on that. Don't they have like a huge double roller coaster or something?
Yeah, they got all kinds of crazy stuff. And of course, it'd be Twin Hills, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, the double D coaster or something.
Yeah,
like that.
It's, yeah they got like that. Yeah, they do. They have at least
they got it all.
Two hills, big ones, massive.
Well, you know, I got a chance to get wet even last week.
Yeah? Where'd you
yeah,
go?
Yeah, I did. I was up, I'm kind of adding my old home state, Michigan, into my loop of tours, and so I did kind of an exploratory trip up there in the whole Ohio and Michigan area around Lake Erie. Because, you know, Put-in Bay, literally they call that the Key West of the North. And so while I was up there, I've got buddies that live right up by Port Huron, and I got a chance to go diving in the St. Clair River again, which I really got to drag you up here one of these times. This guy's phenomenal, Greg. That's his name, too. There must be something cool about that name, right?
Well, of course.
Because my other buddy's name is Greg.
Is he a dive
master?
He's
like an awesome diver. He is a dive master.
Well,
he knows the river like the back of his hand.
Hmm.
And not only that, he's the guy I was telling you about before that literally he gets every kind of piece of anything foreign out of the water. And he does so much for the environment. And every bit of it, he either A, sells back to the fishermen, which they're happy to buy from him because they already lost their lure and it costs them $12 and he sells them back to him for $2, you
right.
know, or whatever.
Yeah.
And or it's like lead and stuff like that. And he turns the things into art.
Uh-huh.
He's like this wild, you know, I mean, he does underlife art and what have you. And he's just huge on diving in the Great Lakes. And honestly, I mean, it was... you know, there's always a current. Of course, it's the St. Clair River. It's huge. It's 90 foot deep in the center of the river. If you can imagine that, a river 90 foot deep, that's a lot of water.
Mm-hmm,
but
sure.
But the visibility is like 35 foot. I mean,
really,
it's beautiful. Yeah.
So, what kind of stuff are you seeing down there? I mean, it's not one of these places where they have the shark teeth, is it? Where they're shark toothing or whatever you call
it. Not that I'm aware of. No, they don't have one like that here, like the megalodons. But what
right.
they do have. Is they have a lot of old wrecks. And when I'm talking old wrecks, I'm talking like 1700s, 1800s. And they're actually wood. But because of the cold freshwater, it preserves them so much better. They're still literally intact. I mean, I was swimming inside of the hull of a boat that sank in like 1879 or something. I mean, it was crazy.
And it looked like it was sailing yesterday. Was it that? It wasn't that
yeah.
clean, was it?
Well, it wasn't that clean, but
yeah.
it was definitely still very, very much intact. It wasn't like it was just... you know, shrapnel pieces, you know,
right.
laying on the ground. I mean,
looked
you
like
could tell
boat.
It was a boat.
Now, that,
I mean,
yeah, the freshwater, yeah, the freshwater doesn't eat away at the wood like the saltwater stuff does. So they do remain intact. I've seen the videos. They look pretty impressive. But usually the freshwater goes along with cold water. So what was the water temp in this river?
This is true. I got to be honest with you. I don't check the temp because it would probably scare me.
Yeah.
But remember, I just got off a dive in the Bonterre mine, you know, a couple of weeks ago, which is like 59 degrees. So it was warmer than that. It really wasn't. I was expecting it to be colder, but, you know, he's got spare suits and stuff, and he threw me in a 10 mil, and I didn't even get chilly till like the very end, and we were down there at least an hour.
Yeah.
So I mean, you know, it wasn't bad. It was actually kind of refreshing.
All right. So yeah,
it was nice.
Cool wooden wrecks. What about marine life? You see some freshwater fish and pike and things like that.
Lots of fish. Yeah, pike and walleye. Saw like huge schools of walleye and perch and
freshwater turtles. I guess maybe.
Yeah, not a lot of turtles in the river because it's kind of moving along. You know, I think they probably try to stay up more toward the lake because this time we literally did. He's been with me before, so he knows I can, you know, I'm a hardcore diver and I'll pay attention to instructions and I do not leave his side. So we go literally right over the seawall, right along the, you know, the boardwalk kind of area. So, you know, you just kind of climb over the rail and it's about a, I don't know, probably 7-8 foot drop down in the water, but it's a little bit of a drop, but he knows that I'm capable of doing it. We've done it before. And so it's just boom, you're right in the current. I mean, you drop in and you're ready to roll.
Right. So, now, I know there's a lot of zebra mussels all around, so you got to wear gloves and be careful to be, bumping into stuff because those things are sharp. Is that right?
Yes, that is absolutely right. It literally, every square inch of the bottom of the wreck, everything is covered with mussels. And yes, you do have to wear gloves and make sure that you don't have any tears or anything in your wetsuit.
Yeah. Can you eat them? They're not edible mussels, are they?
I don't know. I mean, they're really tiny. I can't imagine.
Oh, okay.
I've never heard of anybody eating them, but
I don't think so.
But they are everywhere, and you definitely need gloves all the time. It's kind of like, if you can imagine it, it's kind of like if you were trying to scale a wall, like rock climb in a waterfall. That's kind of what it's like. Hmm. I mean, literally, when you're on the bottom.
That sounds treacherous.
Well, yeah, it's kind of fun, though.
You
got to pick your next handhold and stuff.
Right. The scuba cowboy lives life on the edge. All right, well, that's a good way.
I hang out with you, don't I?
Well, good. Hey.
That's edgy enough.
Yeah, well, you got me there for sure. All right, pup, have a great 4th of July, and we'll catch up at Bugfest here in a few weeks, okay?
I'm looking forward to it, brother. Can't wait.
Back at you. All right, and that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it is always better down where it's wet. Safe diving, everyone. Yeah, we get lucky.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.